We are learning Mesechtas Chagiga, Daf Yudal Dom Beis, and we are starting two lines from the top. Tanu Rabbanu. Maise Rabbi Yechon Ben Zakkai, Sheyeroichav Al HaChamor. There was a story of Yechon Ben Zakkai that was riding on a chamor, Vayimahalech B'derech, and he was on the derech. Rabbi Lezer Ben Aroch, Mecham Achrov, his Talmud Rabbi Lozer Ben Aroch, was riding behind him, riding a donkey behind him. Omolei Rebbe, Shonili Perek Echa Maise Makava. So Rabbi Lozer Ben Aroch said, can you teach me one Perek of Maise Makava? Didn't I tell you that we now teach a yachid merkava unless he's a mechachon meiv medaitai? And I guess Elam Kena ha yachachon meiv medaitai. And he held that Ravaza wasn't ready for that. He said, I can teach you ma'is merkava. Amaloi, Rebbe, tarsheni lo mevnecha dava echa shemartani. He says, allow me to say something that you taught us once. So Rebbe Masha asked, what do you mean? He's coming here to ask to teach me ma'is merkava, and Rabbi Yechon says, no, you're not ready. Then he says, Rabbi Yechon, let me tell you something you taught me already. So what's going on over here? I thought you never taught him. So that's Masha's question. So Ben Yada answers, what?
Who said he was telling him something in Ma'as Makav?
That's what we're talking about. It says, Dava Echon Shomartani in Ma'as Makav. That's what it means anymore. So the Ben Yada answers that he taught him the Rosh Hiprakim. We have a four. They teach him a Rosh Hiprakim, and that's what he taught him. He taught him Rosh Hiprakim. And now, Rav Elazar wanted him to teach him the whole parak now. And when he didn't want to do it, so Rav Elazar decided he'll darshan himself. He said, let me darshan something for you taught us. I'll darshan it more. Amalai Amar. So Rav Yechon Mezakai says, okay, say, V'yad, Yorad Yechon Mezakai, Ma'al HaChamar, V'nis Atif. Yechon Mezakai got off his chamar, got off his donkey, and he wrapped himself in a talus, V'yoshav al Evan, he sat down on Evan. He's not sitting on a chamar now, he's sitting down on a chair, on an Evan, very calm, Tachas Hazayis, on the olive tree. Omaloi, Rebbe, so Rav Lozo says, Why did you come with donkey? I didn't mean to do that to you. Omar, Efshat Dersh, Maisim Merkava, Vishchini Imanu, is it possible you're going to Darsh and Maisim Merkava? There's the answer. It says, is it possible you're going to Darsh and Maisim Merkava, Vishchini Imanu, and Shchin is with us. O Malachi Asharis, Vlavanai Salu, and Malachi Asharis are coming with us, and the Erkav Al Chamar, and they're riding a donkey, it's not covered. Miyad, Postok, Rav Lozo Barak, Maisim Merkava, Lozo Barak started talking Maisim Merkava. The darash, it started darshening. The yard, the ish from the shemaim, and a fire came down from the sky. The siviv called on it and surrounded all the trees. Shivasada, paskul kulam, all the trees started singing shira. Paskul kalay lonis to the gears of the bach. Kulam amru shira, ma shira amru. Which shira they say? A pasuk we say every day in Halukas. Halu es Hashem min haaretz tanidim v'chol toimes eitz b'ri v'chol arozim haluka. This pasuk started saying this pasuk how all the parts of creation are praising Hashem. And afterwards, Nena Hamaloch, Mena Eish V'Oma, Hein Hei Maisa Makava. This is the Maisa Makava. Omar Rechim and Zakev, and Oshko Aroisha, and he gave Rav Elazar a kiss. V'Oma, Baruch Hashem Elke Yisrael, Gebenched is Hashem, Shinosan, Ben La Avram Avinu, he gave a son to Avram Avinu, Shiedeya, Lohovin, Belachkar, he can understand and go deep, Belidrash, and Tadarsh, and Maisa Makava. And there's different type of people. Yes, no, there are some people are very good darshan. They know mekayim, but they're not such big tzaddikim. There's people know mekayim, big tzaddikim. They know darshan, some darshan are good. But at the no, there is no mekayim. You have both milas. You are gavaldik darshan, and you also mekayim. You're tzaddik also. Ashrecha Avram Avinu Shalosa Ben Aroch Yotze Mechal Tzecha. It's praiseworthy is Avram Avinu that Shalosa Ben Aroch is one of his eniklach. Ukshenemro Advarim Berabishua. And they told the story to Rabbi Yeshua, and he, Hayahu v'Rav Yisya Kareim Halakim Derech, they also are B'Derech. Rasha points out that all these mice is always B'Derech. Why? Because it's not, mice of a cover got to be out in the secret, in the forest, the Baal Shem Tov. It has to always be in private. It has to be, that mice of a cover has to be in private because you're not still B'Rav. That's why it always says B'Derech.
Wrong.
What? No one's wrong, everyone's right. B'Derech. No one's wrong. He just said a bunch of brachas.
And now you see that he was
right. No, he told him himself. Yeah. He asked himself. Look how he gave him a kiss and everything. Omru, af onu nidash ma'is mekava. So Rabbi Shua basically said to themselves, let's also darash ma'is mekava. Pasar Rabbi Shua v'darash. And Rabbi Shua started darashening. He started darashening the ma'is mekava. Va'oysa yoyim tkufas tamas hoya. V'niskashu shemayim ba'ovim. And it all of a sudden got cloudy. Even though in tamas it never gets cloudy. V'nira kamin kashas banon. And a rainbow showed up. The Malachi Asharis came to watch. The muscle to what? Just like there's a chasana with the twins of France, everyone comes to watch. They came to watch. V'sipa dvarim l'frei Rabbi Yechim Zakai. Rabbi Yechim Zakai afterwards told the story of Yechim Zakai, how they started talking about Ma'aseh Merkava, and the Malachim came to watch, and they kept cloudy with the rainbows. V'omar ashreichem v'asher yalasechem. Praiseworthy are you, and the people who gave birth to you, your parents. Asher eini shekach ro. V'afani v'oisam v'atem v'chaloimi. V'shas v'inunis, I had a dream, and you and me were in a dream. Musavim Haino Har Sinai, we were sitting around Har Sinai. Menoshda Aleinu Baskom Rashmayim, and it came a Baskom from Shmayim. Says Alulukam Alulukam, come up here. Terakim Gedolim. There's a big hall with Matzoyis Noyis Matzaschem and beautiful sheets spread out for you. Atem v'Tamidchem and Tamid v'Tamidchem v'Zemanim l'Katzlishes. You are all Mezumanim, which means you are ready and you are prepared for the Katzlishes, which according to the Maritz Chias means there are seven kitos in front of the Shechina, seven groups of tzaddikim, and you reach the third level. There's not a pshat in the Achrayim that it means the highest level, because some people just learn Chumash, some people learn Gemara, some people even learn Kabbalah. They reach the highest level and therefore the Katzlishes. Beiting Marakasha, the Rav Loza ben Aroch learn Kabbalah in front of Yechim and Zakkai. Eini v'atayim ten b'raisa. Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Eimer. Sholosh hartzoyis tein. There was three times where someone set over Kabbalah in front of his Rebbe. Rabbi Yeshua hears the dvarim from Yechim and Zakkai. Rabbi Yeshua said Ma'aseh Merkava, Darshan Ma'aseh Merkava in front of Yechim and Zakkai. Rabbi Kiva hears from Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Kiva Darshan in front of Rabbi Yeshua. And Chanina ben Chachanoi hears from Rabbi Kiva. Darshan from Rabbi Kiva. It doesn't say there Rabbi Lozavan Arach. V'lo Lozavan Arach loy kol chashuv. Doesn't say in this group, this brisa of the three hartzoyis, it should be four hartzoyis, that should say that Rab Elozar Aroch dashed in front of Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai. And for the Gemara, the artzi v'artzu kamei kachoshev, only counting people who dashed in front of their Rebbe, and then someone else, their Talmud, dashed in front of them. For example, Rabbi Kiva. He darshened, Rabbi Kiva darshened lefnei Rabbi Shua, and then Chanina mechachanoi darshened lefnei Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Shua, so Rabbi Shua darshened in front of Yechim and Zakkai, and then Rabbi Kiva darshened Rabbi Shua. But the artzu v'lo artzu kamei, someone who darshened in front of his Rebbe, no one darshened in front of him, loy kachosh, we're not counting that. Great thing, Gemara, but Chanina mechachanoi, we say, and he only dashed in front of Rabbi Kiva, no one dashed in front of him. L'artzu kamei v'kachoshev, and we count him. The artzu mi kamei man da'artzi. And I say he at least dashed in front of someone who dashed in front of someone else. He dashed in front of Rabbi Kiva, who dashed in front of someone else. So therefore, he was counted. Akaponim, our Gemara ends with Rolez Ma'aroch Avada dashed in front of Rab Yechim and Zakkai, and we see different talmidim who dash in front of other people, the Ma'aseh Merkava. Zot Gemara Vayita, a very famous Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan, Arba'an Nichnasnu Nichnasu LePardes. There are four Tanoim who went into Pardes, which means they went into Gan Eden, went up to Shemayim, and they did it through Shemois, like it says in Tosfos Ayidei Shem. They went with a shame, and Tosfos didn't mamash go up there. They just got the vision of what it looks like up there. It's Kilu, they went up. There were four tzaddikim who did this, and most of them did not come out all right. Ve'eluhein, Ben Azai, and Uben Zoyma, Acher, who's, we'll see, is Elisha ben Avuya, Rav Meir's Rebbe, who's Acher, ve'Rabbi Kiva. Omlem Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva told him, when you get to the stones, the marble stones that are very pure, it looks like water, but it's not water. Don't say, oh, look, there's water here, and I can't walk. Don't say that, because it's not true. And even if you don't mean to say a lie, but there's no any mocking for any sheker in Shemayim. Don't get near me. So therefore, don't say that. Okay. Then it says now, each Tana, what happened to him. Ben Azai hates its amaze. Ben Azai couldn't help himself. He looked a little bit towards the Shechina, and he died. Very difficult b'ena Hashem that his chassidim died. But Ben Azai, even though he's a huge tzaddik, he had to die young. Why? Because he looked, and it says kilo yira adam v'chai. A person can't look and be alive. So he taka was nifter. Ben Zoyma he tzitz. Ben Zoyma looked a little bit v'nifka, and he was nifter v'daitoy. He lost his mind a little bit.
Why?
He probably didn't look as much. V'lava kosveimer tevash mitzas devash mitzas achol dayecha. Only eat certain sweet things. Eat it with a chesven. Devash matzasa achol dayecha. Eat enough. Pentis benavah kosev. Don't eat too much because you might vomit. Like a part of you have to be careful what you look at and what you see. You know, even if it's a good thing, not too much of good things don't go either. Acher, what did he do? Kitzitz benetiyas. He cut some branches, which means he became an apikaris. We'll see in the Gemara later on tomorrow's daf. And Rabbi Kiva yatzav b'shalom. Rabbi Kiva came out b'shalom. Once we mentioned Ben Zayma, we're going to tell you two shalos of Ben Zayma, and that will go to Amud Aleph. That's what we'll end. Two shalos of Ben Zayma. Shalu es Ben Zayma. Ma'u sarusa kabo. We know it's the iser to mesaras the animal. That means to make an animal not be able to have children. Not children, no behemoth, not to reproduce, is called Sirus. Now, the parasha of Sirus is near the parasha of Kabanis. So you would say that maybe the whole Isser of Sirus only by a behemoth that's Roya for a carbon. But a Kelev, not only is not Roya for a carbon, even if you switch a Kelev with another animal, that other animal is possible carbon. So a Kelev is a very not a good thing. So maybe I'm letting Messiah as a Kelev. So what's the halacha? Ma'u Sarusa Kalba. Amalahem. So Ben Zayma Darshan, Uva Artichem Lo Yisasu, Kol Shuva Artichem Lo Yisasu. Anything in your land, any behemoth in your land, you're not allowed to do this, you're not allowed to be Messiah, any animal in your land. Another question asked Ben Zayma. Shalom is Ben Zayma. Besula She'ibra. You have here a woman who claims she's a Besula. Or not a Pshat Rashi is, she actually was a Basula, because there was Dam, Shas the first Bia, but she's pregnant, Shibra, she's pregnant. Ma'ul Kohen Gadol, we know Kohen Gadol has to marry Dafka, a Basula, not a Ba'ula. So could a Kohen Gadol marry this woman, because she's pregnant, so she must have been a Ba'ula. On the other hand, maybe she became pregnant without Bia, we'll see how. So what's the halacha? So what's the Shaila? L'chayr, she's pregnant. Obviously, she had beer. So, mi'chashin l'shmuel, mei b'chayr she v'shmuel, dama shmuel, yachal ni livol kama be'ilois b'lei dam. Shmuel said that he could do a beer without breaking the basulim. So it means, even after a beer, the isha could be considered a basula. Now, if there is a beer, she's not a basula anymore for a kohen gadol, even though the punkt is basulim. So maybe she became pregnant through a beer, just, it was a beer bahatiyah, which is called going to the side without breaking the basulim. Or he dealt with the Shmuel Ashricha, maybe the Shmuel is the Ashricha, and she became pregnant in a different way. So Amalu, and as I said, the Shmuel Ashriach, Shmuel is talking about Ashriach, and I had to get pregnant then. How did she get pregnant? V'chashinon Shema ben Bati Ibra, maybe she became pregnant in a bathtub. Ibra, which means that maybe someone left some Shechva Zera in a bathtub, and it went into her, and she became pregnant that way. Break the mark. I'm a small called Shechva Zera, she's in Yerik Echeitz. Any Shechva Zera doesn't shoot like an arrow, ain't a Mizras, cannot give birth with that. Zokta Gemara, here Mikara, Dilma Mikara, Yerika Chetzava. When it went into the bathroom, was Yerika Chetz. And that means it's viable Zera. And that could impregnate a Isha, and therefore she became pregnant from that. So maybe she stole a Basula, and she just became pregnant from Bati. And this fact is actually brought down in Chalkas Mechaikik, who declares if someone becomes pregnant this way, who is considered? Is it considered Pru Ravu for the one who has the Zera and different Shilas? The Gemara 4 mentioned Ben Sira. He brings down that Ben Sira was the son of Yirmiyahu, and he was conceived by Batya. Yirmiyahu left some Zera in a bathtub, and somehow Isha became pregnant, and that was Ben Sira. And this is very negaya for artificial insemination. It's very negaya for this halacha. If it's called Pru Ravu, it comes from this. This is one of the main Mekiris, this Gemara that says, Chashin and Shem and Bati Ibra.